Now, there's two guys in the studio, Joey and Shane. I've been really looking forward to meeting these guys because they're doing a great campaign. They're two young disabled people from Coventry who want to make you think twice about how you park your car. Now, Joey and Shane are students at Hereward College in Tile Hill, but they also sit on the City Council's Disability Equality Advisory Panel, headed up by Councillor Christine Thomas. Now, during one of their meetings last year, concerns were raised about inconsiderate pavement parking in the city, which is a problem that affects wheelchair users, blind people, parents pushing buggies, and people using walking frames. Well, it sparked an awareness campaign by students at the college, and two of them, Joey and Shane, join me in the studio this morning. Very good morning to you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
Yeah. Listen, Joey and Shane, listen, it's been a bit treacherous out there this morning already on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, lost in the ice.
It's not been great. Listen, Hereward College, I know it quite well myself because I went there many, many years ago. Because I went to Tile Hill College and we used to go for lessons next door. You probably don't remember that. The old Tile Hill College next door is gone, but I know your college very, very well. Listen, Joey, let's have a chat to you. This campaign about parking on pavements, just give us an understanding of some of the things maybe you guys and your friends have encountered when you've been sort of walking around the city. What have you had to deal with, Joey?
Well, we want to raise awareness because it's very difficult to get down the streets, which often results us having to, you know, go into the road to get to where we need to be, and it can be quite dangerous.
So literally, like, you're walking down, maybe you've come out of college at the end of your day and you know going home, and the cars are parking off, and that then forces you to have to sort of try and get around the car or walk into the road. That isn't great, is it, Joey?
No.
What about you, Shane? What are some of the things you found?
Well, being a powered wheelchair user, it's very difficult for me because if there's a parked car, I've got no other place to go down the road.
Yeah.
So if a car's driving down the road and you're trying to go up the road while there's a parked car to find a level curb, it can be rather difficult, yeah?
Yeah, it's bad. What is there certain parts of the city that you guys, like, when you've been speaking to your friends and family and you've been doing this research and working on that campaign, are there particular parts where it gets worse, like near businesses, or is it near shopping centres, or is it near, like, the colleges, like where you guys go?
It's mainly near the shopping centres and colleges, I'd say. What about you, Joey?
And some of the areas you wouldn't think about, you know, areas near schools and things like that. People don't have any choice but to park on the pavement, and we understand that, but it's about when you do have the choice, thinking about it so that we can make sure that people can get past, not just us but anyone really, because it's dangerous for anyone to be going onto the road.
And like you say, blind people, you know, parents who've got push buggies,
exactly,
it's all the same thing, isn't it? It's like that, you know, we don't. And the danger is, like, with parking, I mean, we talked about parking already this morning, guys, but that thing is, like, with, you know, you think maybe when you park on the pavement you don't want to get your wing mirrors clipped, so it's not going to be too, you know, too bad. But the thing is, it does cause problems, doesn't it? Real and safety issues, because you guys going out into the road, it's not, especially in weather like this, you don't want to be doing that, do you?
Yeah.
Listen, tell us about this campaign you've launched, because you've done it now, you're doing a poster campaign. What are you going to be doing, Joey? Tell us how it's going to work.
Well, when I suggested the idea of raising awareness in the Disability Equality Advisory Panel, after they did do some sort of petition and it didn't get very well publicised, so I thought if we're going to do this, we're going to need to include social media, we're going to need to include more people. So we want to get a competition up and running so that people can create their pieces of artwork and send it to us, and then we will try and get it into as many places as possible. And we can't do that at the moment because we haven't got any money to do it with, because we'd like to get it, I don't know, things on buses, promotional materials made, you know, for advertising, and we don't have any budget for that at the moment, so that's where we're struggling.
So Shane, is the idea then as well, running alongside this competition, you want to get the message out potentially if someone wants to support the campaign?
I mean,
that's what you'd like, if there's a bus, maybe someone's got maybe a side of a shop that they'd be willing to give you the space to put a poster up.
Absolutely, that's what we're looking for.
Or maybe maybe there's an organisation like a community centre, or who maybe be able to give you a bit of poster space for free or something like that.
That's
the sort of things you're after.
I mean, we've got Twitter account.
Yeah. What's your Twitter account? So if people wanted to contact
it's
you.
HPP.
It's at HPP campaign.
At HPP campaign. So if anyone's listening to this day and thinks, I've got some poster space or I've got a bit of money that I'd like to help maybe getting you guys some coverage, or if I own maybe a free magazine or a publication where they could put the poster in there for free. All these things are things you guys want.
Yeah.
And they can tweet you at what Twitter address again, is it?
At HPP campaign.
HPP campaign. Now, listen, you guys, you are very, very busy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because you sit on the Disability Advisory Panel, don't you?
Yeah.
And to be on there, just how old are you two guys?
I'm 19.
I'm 19.
So to be on there at 19 is pretty young, isn't it?
Yeah, we're the youngest by a lot, yeah.
And how did you get involved in it?
Through the support of Hereward, really.
And through Coventry City Council.
Through Coventry City Council. We went to a democracy event. It feels like a long time ago.
How long ago are we talking, Joe?
Last year.
Right.
The year before. Maybe even the year before. We went to a democracy event and we spoke to a few local councillors, and it came up that someone mentioned that there was a panel running that were talking about a lot of similar things that we were talking about. And then the chair, obviously Councillor Thomas, was extremely supportive, and she got us onto the panel, which is quite an important panel.
It is.
What, Shane, some of the other things you do on the panel, you're doing this campaign with the posters about the parking. Yeah. What other stuff have you been working on, Shane?
We discuss access problems around Coventry and how Coventry can be improved accessibility-wise for wheelchair users. Mm.
And with the City of Culture coming up, I mean, there's going to be a lot more visitors coming to the city, isn't there?
Exactly.
So I imagine you guys are going to want to make sure that, you know, a lot of people are going to be coming into the city. We want to make sure it's safe for everyone who's coming, don't we? Yeah. Listen, I've got to ask you just quickly. Hereward College, the pie's still really as bad as there as I remember at lunchtime. They've still got the canteen there.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's quite good, isn't it?
The food has improved.
Has it food's improved, has it?
We've got a better catering money. Okay,
I was going to say, it was hard times when I was there, but I'm glad to hear it's a lot better.
We had a lovely alternative Christmas dinner yesterday.
Did you? What was that? Tell us that. What happened
there? It was a turkey pizza, wasn't it?
Turkey pizza and pigs in blankets.
What, the
dogs.
Chef now at Hereward College is doing turkey pizza? Things have definitely moved on since I was there. Definitely, definitely. Listen, have a great Christmas, though. What are you guys going to be doing for Christmas? Taking some time off, because you've both been really busy, hopefully. Just spending it with family
taking
and friends.
Taking some time off, chilling with the family.
The family. Listen, have a great one. Listen, just give us that Twitter address again if people want to get in contact with you, if they can help.
HPP campaign.
HPP
campaign.
Campaign. And they can also contact you through Hereward College as well, can't they?
Yeah, we have a hashtag which we'd really like if people could use it so that we can hear their stories. Our hashtag is Think Before You Park.
Think before you park. And that's, if people are doing the poster, that's what they need to think about in the design.
Yeah.
Think before you park. That's it. Brilliant. Yeah. Listen, great guys. There's Joey and Shane there and their campaign to raise awareness of inconsiderate parking on pavements. It's a really interesting one, isn't it? Because you just think, maybe when you're parking on the pavement, nipping into the shops, I'm only going to be getting a packet of fags or buying a paper. You really don't realise what the implication and knock-on effect of that could be for someone like Shane or Joey who are coming down the road in their wheelchair. And it may mean they'd probably be forced out in the road. So maybe we should do all, and myself included, I'm actually thinking, be a bit more thinking and considerate about that in the future. But a great campaign, and as well, if you've got any support you can give these guys in terms of places that they can raise awareness with the poster campaign, or if you want to enter that competition, you can get in the contacts through Joey and Shane, as I said.